Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Dreamcatcher interview podcast special. Over the years, there's been increasing evidence of the nature of our thoughts and emotions and how it has a direct impact on our physical health, influencing everything from the pain we experience to our immune system. Although medical treatment continues to play an important role in healing symptoms, according to my guest today, Kiko Hoshino, our subconscious mind has an overwhelming ability to heal ailments and sometimes even transcend medical science. Originally from Osaka, Japan, Kiko was working at a Japanese financial institution in London when she was introduced to Happy Science, Japan's fastest growing and most influential spiritual movement with more than 12 million followers. Kiko was an ordained minister in the year 2000. Who was later transferred to the United States in 2006 to minister in various cities in the country. In August 2018, Hoshino took on the role of publishing director for the U.S. branch of Happy Science Publishing Arm. During our interview, Kiko shares the main teachings of the Happy Science philosophy, which we can apply to live a life of balance, joy, and purpose. She also shares the secrets of how we can heal our body from within, based on the astounding recovery made by the leader of Happy Science, Ryoho Okawa, who miraculously healed himself after suffering a severe, life-threatening episode when his heart stopped. Hi, Kiko. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me for today's show. I'm looking forward to learning more about this fascinating topic on how we can use our subconscious mind to heal from within. So thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So you're originally from Japan, is that correct?
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Where in Japan?
A place called Osaka, which is like a second capital.
Okay. Well, I haven't been there, but I've been to Kyoto and Tokyo, and I just loved it. I was so blown away by the culture and, you know, the warm hospitality I received from the locals. It was just such an amazing place. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you liked it. Yes.
Yeah. So you are the publishing director for IRH Press USA. Prior to that, you worked for a Japanese financial institution in London. I'd like to know, how did you get to know Ryoho Okawa's story and his prolific work on healing?
Yes. Well, initially, when I was working in London, I was very kind of a skeptic and, you know, materialistic person. I had no intention of becoming like a spiritual person. However, one day, a friend of mine introduced me to this group gathering, like studies gathering of organized by Happy Science. And I was still very skeptic, but I went there anyway for the sake of a friend of mine. And then to my surprise, I really enjoy the philosophy of what Happy Science is teaching about. It's like the human being is a spiritual being, and we're not here randomly. We have purpose and mission in life, and we do reincarnate to grow our souls. Life is like a school. And then this one person gave me a book called The Laws of the Sun, which answered all my questions. Question, like a fundamental questions. Where do we come from? Why we are here? Why there are so many sufferings in life? And why? And this book really taught me, showed me the remaining pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that I needed to fill in. And I got like a whole picture and was so excited. And that was the beginning of my involvement with Happy Science. And then this, my current position as a publishing director of IRH Press, which is actually a publishing arm of Happy Science. And before I took over this position last summer, or maybe a year before, sorry, cannot count. And I was working as a minister in United States from 2006 to 2018, the middle of 2018. So it's just, before I know it, it just became part of my life. And it's been such a long time because initially it was like 1991. I hope you were born.
yeah, I was. I was.
Yeah. And then it just, it's blown away. The time goes so quickly. And I was so involved and immersed in this teachings. And it's not like a happy science. It's not like a studying about the ancient scriptures or anything like that. It's a kind of an ongoing process because it's an ongoing spiritual movement to integrate everything together, people, philosophy, and everything. And we believe, we all came from one source and we are all one people in this one planet and beyond that. So it was just, I guess it was the right timing for me to encounter this teaching at that time. I wasn't particularly down or anything like or looking for anything. It's just that particular year, I remember, I kind of promised myself to rebuild my life with a new philosophy or new me. And then somewhere in the line, I came across with this teachings because of a friend of mine of whom I used to share an apartment with. So, yeah.
That's amazing. I find it so interesting that you were asking for, this new way of living and seeing the world.
Yes.
And the universe just sent that to you through your friend.
That's right. Yes, and because I think everything and everybody has kind of a timing. And then if I was introduced to this maybe a year before, maybe I had no interest in it whatsoever, then maybe not I'm here, where I am today. But because of that specific timing in life, it really kind of defined the next chapter of my life.
That's so interesting. It's just synchronicity, right? It's all about the timing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So in Riojo's autobiography, he tells a story about his miraculous resurrection from physical death. And he did this by healing himself from within. Could you tell us a bit about how he was able to do that?
Yes. First of all, he felt it wasn't his time to go. This was the initial kind of instinct. And also, usually when we are ready to cross over to the other side, like already deceased spirits, like parents or anybody who are very close, usually come down to greet us. And then in the case of Ryuho Okawa, he didn't, even though his father passed away a year before in this 2000, when he had an episode in 2004, his father wasn't there, and nor his grandparents. And then he felt this is not his time to go. There's something going on, but he clearly felt it's not his time to die. And then high spirits like Jesus and Edgar Casey came, and they said, it's not, you know, it's not your time to go, and you will be released from the hospital within a week or 10 days. So, and then another thing is that even though at that time he has already published like 300 books and lectured maybe 900 times, but he felt that wasn't enough and he had to do something more because, he had some remaining mission. And then he decided, if the subconscious mind, the will is controlling the body. And at that time, his heart was all swollen and wasn't contracting. And the heart, not only the heart, but also lung is filled with liquid. So he was determined to reduce the size of the heart and then, reduce the liquid from heart and lung, which he did. So that actually became the beginning of the recovery and also the resurrection.
So he just made a decision that...
He kind of realized it's not his time to go, and he still have a lot of remaining mission that he has to take over, embark on, yes.
So did he have a near-death experience? Because a lot of people have those.
Yes, it's more, I would say, I think it would be easier to think it's a near-death, but it's actually at that time when he was taken, he went to hospital, his heart was already failed. And medically speaking, the doctors there were pronouncing he's been dead, and why you're still alive, that kind of a situation. So it's kind of a difficult to imagine because no one went through like that. It's kind of astonishing thing that I'm sure that he was withholding the pain, but while he was recalling this incident, he wasn't scared, and he wasn't really feeling enormous amount of pain or anything like that. He was just trying to stay still and pull himself together. And he was shocked that all the doctors were saying that you're already dead. Because even though his heart was clogged, but was still maybe 10% was functioning. But all the doctors, what they said was, only the way to survive is the organ transplant and immediate procedures. But he completely reduced it because he doesn't believe in organ transplant. I mean, we don't believe in organ transplant. I mean, unless we really understand the spiritual truth behind it.
Right, right. How interesting. Yeah. So it was like a miracle. Like the medical experts couldn't
Medical expert couldn't explain it, and then later on they issued the journal. I mean, they issued the article stating about this miraculous resurrection, using a pseudonym, and so it was just medically speaking, it was an astonishing, extraordinary event.
How interesting. And how old was he when this happened?
Well, he was 47, still young, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is young.
Yes.
Wow. That's quite a story. And what I find interesting is that he came to the conclusion that all of us have this ability to heal our own ailments. I'd be curious to know, what are some of the things he says about how we can tap into this inner power that, Ryoho Okawa says that we all have? How can we do that?
Yes. Well, first of all, we need to believe that we are all children of God, and not just a metaphysical way, but as an actual way, that within our body, within our soul, there is a true identity of ourselves. It's called divine nature or Buddha nature, which is a particle of God, is residing within us. And that is our true identity. And then body is like a vehicle, but the true driver or the true identity is this spirit or this like a core soul, and what we call it divine nature. And we need to believe the power of our divine nature. This is the beginning. And then, like I said, the body is like a vehicle. So Master Okawa teaches us that about 70% of our illness is caused by the wrong mindset. And because we have a creative power, if we use this creative power of our divine nature in a positive way, we can heal. But a lot of times we use our creative power in a destructive way. That's why we call, you know, it causes illness and other kind of a, you know, negative situation in our lives.
Okay, so are you saying it's sort of like the beliefs that we have are those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we you know, we just have to believe that we have the how can I say, the original innate immune system that's kind of tied with the faith, and the faith and belief makes it stronger. And I'm not saying that we should deny all the medicines or that kind of things, but we just have to believe the body has its own healing power. And because if we rely on too much on prescription drugs, we may be weakening our own restoring power within. So that's the philosophy. And also, yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, and also, our body is like a river. The river looks the same from distance. However, the contents of the water, in the river is changing constantly. There is the water coming from the top of the mountain, but there's also the spring is coming up from the bed of the river. So the contents of our body, even each cell, are turning over every day. And then I heard it maybe 3 months, 6 months, a year, and maybe to 7 years, the entire cells in our bodies are changing. I mean, we look the same from the outside, but the body is constantly changing. However, if there is a specific, strong, negative will within ourselves, then even though the healthy cell, we have a power to make it like a unhealthy, malignant cells. That's the power of creation used in the wrong way, in a destructive way. But at the same time, we can restore the malignant cells into a positive one, the benign ones. And so but the thing is, we have to believe, and we need to generate that power within us.
I don't know if you've heard of Louise Hay, but she,
yes.
Yes, she did a lot of, she did something similar, you know, heal your life. She had a lot of affirmations about your health. Is it similar to that?
Yes, and I believe it's somewhat similar. And we also have a prayer. We call it Sutra. Sutra is more like a kind of a Buddhist sounding. It's a teaching, it's a prayer with teachings in it, and it's called the Dharma of the Right Mind. If you read this, the book New Resurrection, Master Okawa was also trying to heal his body by listening to his own recording of the Dharma of the Right Mind. Well, in other words, we have this is a translation from the original Japanese text, but nowadays we have an English version. It's called The True Words Spoken by Buddha. It's like it's more like affirmation, but it's teachings how this universe is created, what is the ideal way for human soul to live and make this world a better place. So it's like a 5 minutes long sutra or a prayer. It's not like a chanting or mantra, but it's more like affirmation, prayer, and by reciting this, it really, how can I say, regenerate and also rejuvenate our soul, and we can align our mindset into the proper way to be connected to the higher part of heaven.
Right, right. Oh, okay. That sounds great. What are your thoughts on like physical health? Does he say anything about, you know, having a healthy lifestyle to?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, it's better to live healthy proactively. You know, I mean, yes, of course, from time to time when we get ill, we get cold. However, in a daily life, it is better to, you know, have a balance in life and live healthy, you know, proactively healthy, like walking, you know, eating healthy. Your healthy mindset chooses healthy food. And I mean, of course, it's not, we always, you know, from time to time indulge ourselves in junk food, but we have to balance out.
Okay. So, okay.
That's yes. Yeah. And also, I believe that choosing what to eat is somewhat related to how we feel in emotion.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I not only the food, but I think, you know, the cause. Cause is in emotion or the mindset that we need to take care of it. If we, you know, healthy, you know, mentally, you know, spiritually, then I think the body has to follow, because body is like a shadow of our soul. It kind of follows what we do in our mindset.
Okay. Yeah, that's such a great point. So tell me a little bit about Happy Science and its four fundamental teachings.
Yes. So Happy Science is a global spiritual movement. We believe one source, one planet, one people. And even if you practice any other religion or any belief system, as a children of God, as a human beings, our essential identity is the soul, you know, spirit. So how to progress our soul, we follow this fourfold path. The four principles of happiness is called love, wisdom, self-reflection, and progress. So these are the four rules that we try to practice every day. So love is to give. You know, it's so easy to take. You know, we always take without realizing. And wisdom is to learn the truth and learn the higher perspectives so that we can solve our problems in life. And self-reflection is to correct the mistakes in the past and then try to maintain the righteous mind and always guarding our thoughts. And try not to be too extreme, and try to know what, you know. I mean, of course, the wisdom related to wisdom, understand what is good and evil from the eyes of God, not from the human eyes. And the progress is that if we follow giving love, studying the truth, and practicing it, and correcting our mistakes from the past, our soul has, you know, will grow naturally. And what is important for progress is that because we are living in this great planet together, so our duty is not only to progress ourselves, improve ourselves, but also help one another to grow together and make this world a better place. So that's what the progress is about. Create a beautiful, harmonious world by individually trying to improve themselves. So there is no ego, or there's no egocentric or any kind of negativities is there. I mean, it's not easy. You know, it's easier saying done.
But, yeah.
That's what the four principles about. So the four principles are like four wheels of vehicle, and it is difficult to kind of maneuver in the beginning. But once we understand it, and then once we get used to it, it's just easier to go through.
Yeah,
and there are. Yes, and there are so many books in English. You know, I believe we have like about 200 books. There's so many books that we can tap into and get more inspiration, the different kind of thinking, and elevate our mindset. And there's a lot of tools there. So even if it's kind of difficult to practice with our own selves. But if we have friends that we share the same philosophy, and we can just encourage one another and move on to this move towards our goals together.
Okay. Well, that's such a great model for living. I think we're really looking for that. It's just just having that guidance on it's wonderful. I have a question though. When you say God, what Is it like a religious figure, or are you just talking about like a higher power?
I have to say it's kind of both. When I say God, means that the large print G, capital G, which is more like a creator. There are so many different names of God in this world.
Right.
But that's why it's confusing, and that's why there's conflicts. However, what we believe is one source, which is one creator of this universe. And then all the, we call it a small letter G God, are more like ethnic gods, which are scattered in different parts of the world, in order for them to guide their people. But there is ultimately one source, one creator, or you could call it like a universal consciousness. But there's one ultimate highest level. God exists. And then that's what we believe. So we want to bring everybody under the same umbrella, same, yes.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And I think people are moving more towards that direction. I think more people want this God that's all inclusive, and that's great. Thank you for clarifying. Now, one of the mottos at Happy Science is "Today is my whole life." What is the significance of this motto?
Yes. So this is like a one day, one life spirit, and live by giving the best of ourselves to others, and simply leaving no regrets. It's so easy to say, well, tomorrow is another day, or, just do it tomorrow, just postpone, procrastinate. But, everybody is equal under this 24 hours a day. And yet some people really makes a great, changes in life, and some don't. But it's just up to how we use this 24 hours a day effectively. So we have to cherish this each day, and we have to appreciate and make the best of this 24 hours. It's not easy, but we just have this kind of a mindset in the back of our head all the time, because we're not here for eternity, unfortunately. One day we just have to go, and we don't know when. So we don't want to leave any regrets, especially in relationships, family matters, and things like that. Just try to resolve the issues each day, if not, you know, within a few days, and just do not kind of linger on the negativities and dwell in the past. Just make today the best day, because at the end of the day, life is a continuation of today. And we believe we only have like 30,000 days in one life. And we don't know how many days we have left, but it's just each day is very important, because we cannot change the past, we cannot change the future. But by leading the best of today, we can create a better tomorrow. And then for the mistakes in the past, because of this practice called self-reflection, we cannot undo the things physically. However, we can undo the things mentally, spiritually. We can, because our mind is like a transparent magnet, transcends past, present, and future. So if we can shift the way of thinking and correct our mistakes within our mind from the past, we won't be able to, you know, we won't make any same mistakes in the future. And it just, everything will become a vital lessons, and we can lead a more proactive, positive, and fulfilling life.
Wow, that's great. I mean, I think people really need to remember that, because we get now, especially nowadays, when we get so distracted with social media, or we're just too busy with work, no one has that time to really reflect and appreciate each and every day. And you said that we just have, you said what, 300,000 days?
30,000 days. Oh, that sounds, I mean, right? That sounds short.
Yeah. I know. When you said it, I was like, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's just the $30,000, that's really short.
I mean, would that be an 80-year-old? The average?
Yeah, 80. Average, 80-year-old would be 30,000 days. But it just sounds so small, so short. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, so, I'm sure that some people listening to this will be like, okay, now I better get things in order.
Yes, you're never too late. You know, it's never too late. Yeah. As soon as we make a realization, we just keep focusing on what, you know, what's the best, and you know, what is the best for ourselves and for the people around us, and just prioritize life. Yeah, I know that nowadays we are so distracted by this outside noise, but we have to be aware and remind ourselves we are the author of our lives. So we have to take control.
Okay. Kiko, it's been so amazing speaking with you. It's been such a pleasure learning from you. And thank you for enlightening us about this beautiful philosophy.
I mean, I'm still learning, you know, I'm always making mistakes, but I'm still learning after all these years. Never ending. Never ending.
I know. Yeah.
Yes.
So where can my listeners learn more about this topic and, you know, the institution that you represent?
Yes. So the first website I like to refer is our website. It's called okawabooks.com, where you can find all kinds of titles, including the latest book, The New Resurrection, which will be out sometime in February. So okawabooks.com. And there is a movie, video on demand movie available called Immortal Hero. And that website is immortal-hero.com. And then you can find any kind of platforms like iTunes, Amazon, or Google Play for the movie based on this book, The New Resurrection. It's called Immortal Hero. So immortal-hero.com. And the other more information about Happy Science is happyscience-na.org. So happyscience-na, that stands for North America.org.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. three websites.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kiko. It was great. And you take care and have a great day. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And you have a beautiful voice, Selena. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your occupation. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you.
Of course. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.